I'm up fairly close to the woman. She lives down below me, and that's exactly what happened. You know, the wee lady, she was 96. She was a sprightly wee woman. I knew her. She lived alone. She was able to live independently. And that night, her bedroom door was kicked in, and she, as she lay asleep in her bed, and she was punched in the face, and she was dragged by the hair, and she was gagged with her own cardigan when she refused to hand over the money. And she was told that she'd be killed if she didn't hand over the money. So the money was subsequently stolen, including a gold ring belonging to her mother, I believe. But thankfully, she was able to ring the neighbours, who I know very well, Rosemary and Robert Callaghan, who are incredibly good neighbours, and always looked out for Goretta before this happened. So they came over and they stayed with her and comforted her until she went to the hospital and that. But I don't think the sentence was adequate for the severity of the crime. I don't think that the penalty suits the crime. This was a horrific attack on a defenceless wee lady as she lay asleep in the bed in her own house. And while this man has got 5 years, he was put out of his home for 5 years, and that probably will be 2.5 years. Greta Lilly is out of her home forever, and she's been from hospital to nursing unit from the ordeal happened. And as well as that, the community was living in fear after the ordeal because it was, as I said, particularly horrific. You know, and that was the beginning of the locking of the doors during the day around here.